Hello and welcome to Nintendo Podcast System. I am one of the hosts, Matthew Gibson. Sorry for that bit of fluff there. Joining me as always, we have Jack Gorn and Sam Barnes. But joining us today is Daniel Morris, also known from Dan's Delistery. Did I pronounce that right?
Dan's Distillery.
That's it. I always get it like mixed up.
We have a history of pronouncing things wrong on here.
Well, I have a history. I think the other two are okay. But yeah, Dan, we've known each other for quite some time on Twitter. But I don't think Sam and Jack know you that well. And so for them and our listeners listening to this, what exactly is it that you do?
Okay, well, thanks for having me on, first of all. So I sort of run Dan's Distillery, which is I call it an entertainment blog where we sort of review games and movies and I don't know, just anything sort of arty, I guess. But yeah, it used to be formerly the Nintendo Spot, so we just focused mainly on Nintendo games and hardware and things like that, and we did events as well, but I wanted to sort of expand it, so hence the name change. And yeah, that's where it's at now.
Cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
So what kind of Nintendo games do you like then? What's your favourite game?
So my favourite series would be the Legend of Zelda series. It's just something about them. I just always love them. Metroid Prime, I love that. Mario, to be honest, all of them.
All of them.
That's a good answer. All of them is the right answer.
I mean, yeah, I sort of...
I like Metroid Prime. It's a good answer. Yeah.
I still have to play Metroid Prime. I'm hoping that the trilogy or something like that comes to the Switch. I think that'd be pretty cool.
It's on the Wii U.
I know, but the Wii U's dead.
No.
It's a sad death. Yes. No, but they're moving on. They were like, "Fuck that noise. We are going onto the Switch." Sorry for the swearing. I shouldn't have sworn.
Well, we'll cover that in a minute. Yeah. If the news.
Yeah, so again, thanks, Dan, for coming on the show. What is our opening for this episode?
Opening music.
From me? It's the music from the Kikiri Village.
From Ocarina of Time.
Nice.
Indeed. Good choice indeed. So I hope you continue to enjoy this episode. And let's get into the news. And here we are in the news section. We've got a decent amount to go through. We're not necessarily going to cover what was covered in Big Switch presentation a good couple of weeks ago, because that was a good while ago, and we'll be here for a good other hour going just through everything about that. But if you are interested in it, me and Jack did appear on Nintendo Voice, our good friends at Nintendo Voice. We appeared on their show a couple of weeks back. I can't remember it was the Great Switch episode or something like that. I can't remember, but it's only a couple of episodes back. So if you want to hear mine and Jack's thoughts on the Nintendo Switch presentation and other things, which head on over to Nintendo Voice and get ready to listen to 2 hours and 50 minutes of Switch.
Good lord.
Very long episode.
I was kind of happy, but I was so sad.
Matt kept talking.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to leave for like 10 minutes. You probably like got a lot of done in that 10 minutes.
Episode 77.
No, but like I feel a bit sad because it's like Colin has to edit it, and I was like almost 3 hours worth of editing there. It's like, oh, I wanted to break my record, kill, but I just feel like a prick for like doing it that long now.
Oh well. God.
Anyway, I'm already like delaying our episode. All right, so let's get straight in. So this isn't in any particular order. This is just how I wrote it on our Google Docs. So, first piece of news, the Switch Online, I feel, came as a bit of a shock, because Nintendo hasn't really done this before. However, Mr. Kimishima stated to Nikkei that it is going to be priced around 2,000 to 3,000 yen on a yearly basis. That equivalates to $17.50 to $26.50. So that's a good price.
I think that's reasonable.
Kind of what,
like,
we were expecting.
Yeah, like, whether there's anything else in there, like, we'll see later. But, I mean, you got to remember, this will help, like, improve the online gaming, the multiplayer. It will obviously help, like, with costs for servers and things. So,
because this, if, like, it's the one thing that I want, is the multiplayer. God, can I just say?
Yeah.
Nintendo's multiplayer.
I reckon this would be it's a move not everybody's fond of, but this would be a move in the right direction, hopefully. Mm, it'll help bring the quality image of Nintendo up.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they'll have, I think they still have to talk a bit more about it, especially like what else we're going to be getting in that subscription.
Mm.
Well, the game's coming out, there seems to be a lot of ones already do well on the Wii U for Wii connectivity, like Principal Splatoon and Mario Kart. But games like Arms, and I suppose in a way possibly Bomberman, have already been announced that they've got online functionality as well. So at least there is games coming out which you'll be able to use it for, kind of thing. So
yeah.
But I think it's quite a reasonable price, yep. Really. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did mention maybe having like a discount service thing, didn't they?
Yeah.
But they kind of, people who do subscribe, so
they kind of already have that with my Nintendo, so hopefully they'll make it like a bit more special.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
They'll actually do something with my Nintendo with it.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I want to see, like it being used. Because like Club Nintendo was so awesome, you get all these like awesome gifts, but now it's like, oh, get a discount on this game you already own. Thanks.
It's like, cheers. Really looking out for the gamer.
Yep. Okay, so moving on, we have a good amount of Fire Emblem stuff. This had Jack really excited. This
I
was
can't
revealed
stand Fire Emblem. It is awful.
Shut up, Jack. You will Sorry. Love it. You will love it. Sorry.
Oh dear.
Dear, oh dear. No, but this was a good amount was revealed in Fire Emblem Direct. Fire Emblem Heroes, which is another mobile game from Nintendo, that was just released today, so we'll probably be talking about that in what have we been playing. But coming from the Direct, there is a brand new, well, I say brand new, but not necessarily, Fire Emblem Echoes Shadows of Valentia is coming to 3DS May 19th, which is very soon, especially considering the year and a half gap between Fate's announcements and its release over here in Europe. Basically, what this is it's going to be a reimagining of Fire Emblem Gaiden, which was the second game in the series, and was only playable in Japan. It never saw an overseas release. So this is the first experience people are going to get in this world. And it has a lot of things that made it unique, like dungeon exploration, towns, other things like that. And it comes with two amiibo of the two protagonists.
I didn't realise that Fire Emblem was actually that old. I thought it was like literally the Game Boy Advance was its first game, but that was their first game over here, so I didn't know it was that far back.
Yeah, so it's like
Japan.
I can't remember when, probably like 86 or 87 on the Famicom.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so like Roy in Melee, Smash Bros. Melee, was meant to like advertise the original Fire Emblem over here, as well as Marth to some extent. So I'm glad that we're already seeing a Fire Emblem like pretty much on the 1 year anniversary of its release over here in Europe, which I think is pretty cool.
I knew there was a Wars series on the NES as well.
Okay.
Or Famicom. But I didn't know there was a Fire Emblem one. That's what blew me away when I saw that. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So I might have to do some more investigation.
I thought you hated Fire Emblem, Joe, though, Jack.
I was just curious about it, though. I didn't know the history of the game.
Yeah, I just think it's surprising. Dan, any thoughts on Echoes?
I mean, it looks good. It's a Fire Emblem game. I'm a fan of those as well. I don't know if I would have preferred it to come to the Switch, though, but, you know.
I don't know. I think it still looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Switch, Fire Emblem Warriors is coming this autumn for the Switch, as well as the new Nintendo 3DS line of systems. That was
Hyrule Warriors 2.
No, Jack, no.
With new characters, basically.
Not really. I was a bit disappointed in how they showed that, because all they did was like show pretty much 10 seconds more footage than what they showed.
Didn't they just show like... They showed like an arm, and that was about it.
Yeah, well, that was at the Switch presentation, but like in the Direct, they just showed Crumb doing like a couple of moves, and that was it. It's like, thanks for that. You tease us for like a good 5 days. That's what you give us. But the thing that shocked me was that it's coming to new 3DS as well. So they're sort of going off of the Hyrule Warriors thing, but. I would have preferred it if it had just stayed on the Switch, because now you have, like, the portability of it, and it's going to look better on the Switch anyway.
Yeah.
This is a weird one. It's like, if you're trying to sell a new console, surely you just keep those new games on that new console.
Yeah.
Rather than having them on both. But then again, 3DS has sold so many, like, consoles already.
So it's sort of like a backup, really. Like,
yeah. I suppose it's one of those, if you can't afford the Switch yet, you've still got 3DS versions, so you can just go and buy that. But it sort of satisfies both audiences, but it seems a strange decision, if you ask me.
Yeah. I think this is the last one title, so don't you worry, Jack, we're almost finished. There will be a brand new Fire Emblem game coming to the Nintendo Switch in 2018, so this will be one in the main line, not a reimagining like Echoes. A proper main series title, which is pretty exciting, because this will be the first one since Path of Radiance, I believe, on the Wii.
Exclusive to Switch.
Yeah, exclusive to Switch. Brand new title. So it will be the first home console Fire Emblem game since Path of Radiance for the Wii. So I think that's really cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Sam's going to be disappointed in this one. Animal Crossing...
I already am.
Animal Crossing's mobile title has sadly been delayed. I can't remember the exact reasoning, but this was revealed yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know either, but it's just disheartening. But there's reasons, and we just got to be patient, and... Hopefully we'll end up with a good quality game, because that's why they do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
I actually don't know much about this one. What's it like? Have they given much information on it?
No, it's sort of like...
I don't think they have given much detail.
Yeah, but I think I heard Liam Robertson say this probably like last week or something, because like they were developing it, and it was ready, but they just saw that wasn't really fun, so they had to go back to the drawing board, so to speak. That's what Liam Robertson said, so that may be true. But it's going to be...
I'd rather them take longer and make a good game, than rather than rush it and come up with a sort of subpar game.
Amiibo Festival for...
Makes sense, really.
Yeah. Well, just Sam, sure. At least it's not been cancelled.
Leave Animal Crossing alone.
At least it's not been cancelled, like Project Giant.
True, yeah, like this next title, yeah. I read about that. It was supposed to be the last sort of one of the last titles for Wii U, and they just basically dropped it like a rock into the river. Poor guys, whoever started development on that. I looked at some of the pictures, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, don't they want to either, like, care about it though, like there's probably like a small group, but I don't know, it's kind of sad to see
still.
But it was on like
because
every financial quarterly meeting or whatever, they always list the upcoming games, but Project Giant Robot was always under upcoming Wii U titles and was always to be announced, and yet it's never got a word since like E3 2014, I believe. 2015 or 2014.
Oh, jeez.
I can't remember. So all we need now is completion.
Guess they just refocused their resources different places.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You might see it come in a new game in the future, though.
Hopefully.
They've done that in the past where they've cancelled games and then reused some of the ideas in new games. So.
Maybe.
Well, I think the bigger one...
You know,
well, I know this isn't really Nintendo, but the biggest one in recent memory was Scalebound. That was cancelled.
Yeah. That was fairly recent, wasn't it?
But what I've seen a lot of people saying is that they could just save it, like, Nintendo could save it sort of like Bayonetta 2. Or at least, like, a spiritual successor of some kind.
Maybe.
Well, that would be alright, I think.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to more exciting news.
Exciting
this
news.
Is depressing.
This is really exciting to see, just because I love this game and I still have to play it. Pokemon Sun and Moon have, as of December 2016, at the end, I believe, of 2016, it has sold 14.69 million copies. Already is outsold Pokemon Mega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, which was released in November of 2014. And the highest selling title is Pokemon X and Y at 16 something million. So all they need is like another 3 million and they've got the best selling title on the 3DS in less than 3 months. Well, yeah, it is coming up to 3 months. So they may have sold like a good couple since then. Good couple million. So like, definitely by the end of this year, we could be seeing Sun and Moon overtaking it.
Maybe.
Sorry,
Pokemon Eclipse.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I think this sets it up nicely, I guess, for if Stars or Eclipse or whatever, well, if it is indeed going to be called Stars, if it is going to come to the Switch, I think that will set up the Switch really nicely, I think.
Yeah, I reckon it would.
Well, decently enough, at least.
Well, you would have, you'd be able to play at home and then take it out and then play with people outside.
But the third,
like, no
the third
more
version.
Like this or that.
But I believe it was Joe Merrick. He tweeted a list of like all the sales numbers for all Pokemon games, and the third one in each version have always sold less. But as you said, that extra ability to play it in HD and play it on as a home console experience, I think that could be quite good.
Simple. It'll be a game changer. It's like, you gotta remember, it's something that's not been done before. At least to the best of my recollection, anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Yo-Kai Watch 2 has been confirmed to be coming to Europe on April 7th.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence? Yeah. Just after the Switch comes out.
I just hate it because it's just, I feel like, in a way, Yo-Kai Watch is just being made just to, like, as a bigger kick in the balls for Inazuma 11 fans. Because we're still waiting for Galaxy to come over here. It's been, like, over 3 years since it's released.
Somebody needs to give Matt a hug. Quick!
I don't need it. No, I'm fine. But actually...
Episode title, Matt Needs a Hug.
No, that's not an episode title. Yeah, but Yo-Kai Watch has actually done pretty well over here in Europe, I believe. I believe within its launch period, it's actually done better than it did in Japan. Which is weird.
Nice.
So yeah, so it does make sense that I want to focus on Yo-Kai Watch. It's alright. I haven't really played it, but I've heard decent things. Anyway, moving on. Splatoon 2. It is... The story will be set 2 years after the original game.
Yes. Michelle, we've said that originally, didn't we? That we thought they looked older, these characters.
And they do look like a little bit older, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, so...
All the different hairstyles.
Yeah, that's the mature-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. We were right. Told you so.
God.
I'm really excited for Splatoon 2, actually.
Oh, we all are.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't actually play it when we went to the event. I think, Matt, did you get a chance to play it?
Yeah, I got a chance to play it. It was good. It was really good. But the one thing that worries about playing it really in handheld mode...
It looks a lot more slick. It looks a lot more slick than the first one.
It does. But the other thing as well...
More
just
ink.
Like, yeah. More ink is always a good thing. Right, that's the episode title right there. More ink is always a good thing.
What?
I don't know.
Not always. But yeah, okay.
Sometimes. Changes to sometimes. Good thing.
Anyway, next bit. Do you want me to... Nintendo's apparently looking into VR for the Switch.
Hashtag called it.
They announced it a while ago that they were investigating it.
It's been sort of confirmed this week by who's the big guy, the boss guy at the moment. There he is, Japanese guy. That's the one.
Yep.
he said it this week that they are considering looking into VR again. So, which I've said with the Switch, it does look like it could be designed really well for VR, especially with like the rumble feature in the Joy-Con. But it's whether it will have enough power to do so is the question.
Maybe,
we'll see. We'll see. It's interesting that they're looking into it, though. I've heard a few rumours that the new Mario Odyssey game is looking to use VR as well. But I don't know. There's nothing confirmed of that so far.
I don't know how it would work.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. If it was just like a mini game or something.
Because that's the thing. I don't want it to be...
With what I've seen from the video and stuff.
I don't want it to be VR. It is just like Mario right in my face. It's like, no. If I want VR, it's got to be first person. How can you do that in Odyssey?
God damn it. Get out of the way. I didn't see where I'm going.
I don't know. Like,
wow.
I'm probably never going to get virtual reality. I can understand, like, the innovation of it and all that jazz, so to speak. But I just never think, like, oh, I want to get VR just so I can play all these awesome games. It's like, well, for the most part, they just seem a bit experimental at best. You know, apparently Resident Evil 7 is, like, a game changer with VR. From what I've seen.
Oh, you've got to play it. It's so good.
Horror games. They're scary.
Even if you don't like horror games, I think you've got to try it at least once. It's definitely...
Okay, fine. Really, I have played a horror game. It's Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. God. No. I don't know, but like, it is going to be interesting. I am interested to see what Nintendo does exactly with VR. And as you said, the Joy-Cons can be a good point, just adding to that sense of realism.
At the current moment, there are 100 games being developed by 70 different partners. So lots of variety on the horizon for the Nintendo Switch.
But there's no third party at all, apparently. I can't.
Very limited.
What do you mean? Third parties is all about the battlefields and the Call of Duty. God.
Yeah, that can stay on your Sony PlayStations and your boxes.
And your Y
the
boxes. Yeah. God. No, I think whilst those would be nice, I think, you know, you've got Skyrim, you've got a good amount of third party content, and like there's still.
Is quite nice. It's like it's almost sounds like there's a more close connection.
I guess so. Yeah.
Sounds a bit cheesy, but it's just like that. Hopefully, there's like a better development of these games and like sharing new like software, hardware, and experiences to make a better gaming console for everyone.
Yeah.
So. Hope to look good.
Hopefully,
and I look forward to seeing what else comes.
Yeah, and even though, like, at the start, just after the Switch presentation, Nintendo just revealed, okay, this is our lineup for this year, and they showed, like, 5 games for launch day, and now we're up to 10. And that includes Binding of Isaac as well.
Yep. Still more to be announced as well.
So, I think, you know, launch day is piling up relatively nicely, and then when you look at, like, Wii U had, like, 31 launch games, something like that, I can't remember.
Oh, really? Wow.
I can't remember, hold on, like, Wii U launch games.
Yeah, definitely had two.
yeah, it had two from them, being...
Pikmin and Super Mario with cats.
No, it was...
it wasn't, that was after, wasn't it?
It was Mario Bros, New Super Mario Bros U and Nintendo Land.
So that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
The cat one came later.
Yeah, 3D World came a year after. My internet is slow, but I remember there being a good amount. That's the thing, like, you already have,
Zombie
like...
Zombie U and stuff like that, didn't you? A lot of third-party games.
Oh, yeah, Zombie U, good game. Mm. And then they're on everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think... And you have Breath of the Wild already at launch. I think that's good enough, at least. Yeah.
Mm. There's a lot more variety now. We've got a lot
of
indie games that have been added in.
Shovel Knight, quite
close to there as well. It's not immediately on launch. Now it's been delayed another to the April, I think, but it's still relatively close, and it gets like most of the DLC already with it. So that's pretty cool.
Next bit of news.
This was another sad one. We've had some highs, now it's for another low. The Wii U sadly ended production. It's no longer being developed or anything like that. The last game will be The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And even then it's launching alongside its superior Switch version.
Oh, sad time.
It is sad.
the slow, sad, walking away music right now. We've got one in 14 million Wii U, so keep hold of them. They'll be worth a bit in the future.
I did like the system, though.
It's sad.
It is sad. But it's also happy because, in a way, it's also happy because the Switch already looks like so much better. So in a way, I'm kind of happy, but it is kind of sad.
At the same time, though. It's a great time to own a Wii U or a 3DS at the moment.
Oh yeah, like the Wii U does software have quality games.
Are going, they both got quality games, but the prices of the software will be going down ridiculously the next couple of months.
Probably,
that's true.
So you'll be able to pick up some real good bargains, like the Zelda bargains on at the moment with like 30% off of most of the games. It's pretty good, really.
Yeah.
I think you'll see a lot more of that coming soon. So. Mm. But I'm still happy with my Wii U. I'm still going to play on it.
I was satisfied with my purchase of it back in Christmas 2012.
Wow. Seems so long ago.
It's a whole 4 years ago.
Anyway.
It's a whole 4 years younger.
moving on.
Masaki Mishima has also stated that he expects the Switch to sell as well as the Wii, which is a tall order.
I still remember the hype for that. It was like crazy. You just had so much trouble trying to find a Wii. Like, it was like I had to go to about like 7 different shops just to see if I could find one, and then like 6 different shops just to find blooming Twilight Princess.
I'm not sure if it will sell as a Wii, though. I'm not sure. I hope it does, because I think it is over the top, but I do see potential for it to sell gangbusters still, because even though I don't have it on the news, Nintendo is having its first ever Super Bowl commercial.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks great. The 30-second advert that I'm going to be playing during the fourth quarter. It showed off Zelda and just this guy getting out of bed, immediately going to Zelda on the Switch, cooking breakfast whilst playing Zelda, and he puts it in his TV, and then he's playing on the full screen, and it's like, and it's Breath of the Wild as well. It's like, damn, that's how you market to a gaming audience, and on the Super Bowl as well, I think that's a really smart move. Yeah. And they've also got the extended...
I was going to say
the extended trailer as well.
So,
that's a minute and a half, so that will probably be a bit too long for the Super Bowl time slot, but that's just like, that a minute and a half trailer does everything you want to know about the Switch. You could see its portability, you could see its games, you could see its Joy-Cons, you could see its tabletop mode. Mm-hmm. You know, you see so much more than that.
It shows they're serious about it if they put it into that time slot for an advert during the Super Bowl. The amount of eyes that would be on that TV to say, look, this is the Switch, and this is what you should be playing. So,
And I think it's like
good move on Nintendo.
Yeah, and I think it's great considering like going off of the Wii U, which has seen like hardly anything. Like this is like a serious gaming device. I feel like you know something.
What were you going to say, Dan?
Yeah. No. Go on. No. Sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, this seems almost like a more mature tone to it, you know, more adult, but still doesn't lose that kid, family-friendly vibe, I feel like. Anyway, Dan, what were you
Like I think with the Wii, I think it started off quite strong and then it died down. I think it sort of, it lost the gamers, didn't it, I suppose people kept saying. But with the Switch, I think it may have like a sort of reverse thing, which it may start off a bit slowly. I think the more software it gets, the more games it gets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like the 3DS, I think it will start picking up, and it could possibly catch up to the Wii sales. So,
especially because
of the portability of it, I think it will just sell people
definitely.
On the console.
Yeah, definitely. What I do know, having spoken to quite a lot of them, games pre-order sales. Their first allotment of Switches they got in their first like period was about 250,000 consoles across the whole country.
Oh God!
They all have been like sold pre-orders. They're all gone so far. So they've already ordered more in to come into their next wave. So good luck trying to get one game. Is what I'm gonna say.
Pre-orders, but I may like just cancel it and just pre-order from Nintendo UK if they still have it up. Because they do it like a day early as well. So it's like, oh, that's me sorted.
I mean, it's not saying that they're not going to get more stock in, but I'm just saying the ones they knew about, which they have already put up ready for pre-order, they have sold all of them, so which is quite impressive. So to say like 400,000 within the first like month of sales just in the UK is pretty good.
I'm sure I heard something about Nintendo upping production to meet pre-order demands. So I have a feeling we're not going to have any problems like we did with like other consoles, like Wii, for example, because that's they struggled to keep up so much. The amount of times I heard someone said, "Oh, I can't get a hold of one. It's like taking forever for them to get the next lot out." And
it's kind of a strange sort of situation at the moment because in Japan, the PS4 is selling bucket loads of consoles, and the 3DS is still the best portable console around in the whole world, but Japan sales there is ridiculous. But you go to places like America and the UK, and it's more like Xbox focused on sales. So it's, but then the portable market, the 3DS is still just like destroying it. So if the Switch is marketed well, the fact that it is still a portable console, I think it will do well on all of the territories, but it's they need to put it out there. Look, it's a console you can take wherever you want to go, and you can play it wherever you want. They need to keep doing that and keep selling that, and that's what they've done in the Super Bowl advert, and all the adverts they've shown so far have shown off the console well, I think. But it's just, will it be what we want it when we've got it in our hands? That's the main problem. It's like, we need to know properly. It's good to have like played on the demos so far. We've all experienced it, and I personally think it's been a brilliant bit of kit and design so far, but what about other games? We need to see other games and how they play and how well how they play. I'm excited. I want to play it.
Only a month to go. A month from this recording.
I've still not pre-ordered it yet. I'm probably not going to get one now.
And this last piece of news. Jack, do you want to take it away?
Yes. Jackbox Party 3 has been confirmed for the Switch. Don't know what's happening to the first and second one yet, which is very odd. Jackbox Party Packs, they're basically, you get four or five different like mini games in each game.
Okay.
And they're all played using your mobile phone.
Okay.
So you have a on-screen display, you can play one of the games, and you log in via either an app or on your internet on your phone. And you play using your phone, like answering questions on the phone or doing like drawings. Draw Four is one of them on there. You've basically got to draw a picture of something that's given to you, say like a tree. You draw it and everyone else has got to guess what it is. And if they get it right or wrong, you get points on it.
Okay.
That's one of the games that's involved in the packs. And it's a really fun party game. You can normally have up to 8 players playing on the mobile. But you can also have more players in the audience, up to 1,000 people on this game. It's crazy. It's more developed for like Twitch gamers and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a really good fun game, and I'm quite happy. I think for the Switch, it'd be really good. Like the fact you can take it out and just dump it somewhere on a side, so you don't even really need the screen that often because you can do it all on your mobile. You just need that internet connectivity on your phone to be able to log in and say, okay, let's play this game. So yeah, pretty cool. Nice that they're bringing it in, and it's another third party game. So woohoo, more to come.
Yeah. All right. So that wraps up for our news section. So let's move on to what have we been playing. And this is our section for the games we have been playing. So Dan, as our guest this episode, how about you start us off?
Okay. Well, I've just been playing Mario Kart 8, Smash Bros, bit of Star Fox Zero, and today I've started playing Fire Emblem Heroes.
Ooh. We've got Star Fox player, yes!
well, I wouldn't be too excited.
Oh no!
this is what I was feeling like, Jack, before recording.
As much as I love Star Fox Zero really put me off.
What was it that put you off the most?
The controls.
I knew it!
It's always the controls.
I thought they were horrible. I don't know why they changed them.
I just get so nauseous just trying to sort it all out and then be like, what is that? Put it down, quick.
I wanted to love it more, but
it's got a lot of flaws, to be honest. I mean, it's a good game, but it's not great.
Oh dear. Tell us more about Fire Emblem Heroes then, Dan.
Yeah, so I've only played like the first... Well, it's like the little tutorial bit. And then my phone sort of gave up on me with the storage.
Does drain your battery. I thought you were talking about battery. Like, it drains that
as well. Yeah. That as well, but it needed to download more things to it, and my phone couldn't handle anymore.
It's like, it's got nothing on me. I'm Fire Emblem Heroes!
Now, what I played of it, I did actually quite like it. I thought it's going to be another mobile game. But it seemed like it sticks to the sort of traditional Fire Emblem formula. I liked what I played.
Who do you main in Smash Bros?
Smash Bros. Shulk, I think. He's become my new favourite. He used to be Mario, but now it's Shulk.
I used to main Shulk, but then came along Cloud, and it's just like, damn. Wait,
it's all Greninja.
Greninja's pretty good. I he used to be one of my mains, but I haven't played him in a good while. I haven't played Smash in a good while, actually.
No, I never.
I played the 3DS one fairly recently because I was bored and couldn't decide what to play, and I just put that in the console. And I was like, oh my god, I've not done anything on the 3DS. Yeah. There's so much to unlock, and I was like, I ain't got the time for this.
Yeah, I ain't got challenge. Stuff.
Just everything, to be honest. It's just everything in that game. I've got all the characters, but it's just like,
I remember when it first came out, and I was like, it's my main mission to get all these challenges done. 3DS one, done. Wii U one, I'm like,
no.
Good
luck. This challenge, on the Wii one was Brawl. The challenges in that was like some of the hard stuff on there is just like, how do you even, you know, it's just
yeah, it was redonkulous.
Redonkulous, wow.
Redonkulous. Yeah. That's a new title.
When ridiculous is just not enough.
And so Mario Kart as well, you're an online player of Mario Kart, or
usually local, I think. Yeah, local play. Okay. Yeah, when I've got a few friends around, just sort of put that in.
Sweet.
Quite frequent on the Mario Kart UK Facebook page, and there's a nice little competition of people on there now. It's quite a different mixture of like abilities and stuff, so it's one of those. It's when it gets going, it's really crazy.
Nothing like ending a few friendships with Mario Kart, eh?
I hate to share.
Oh. We all do.
I think we hear a lot of things on there.
Yeah,
and we'll have booze and feathers to hate even more.
Yeah.
Is that everything you've been playing, or?
I mean, Nintendo-wise, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Sam, because you weren't on the Nintendo Voice episode, you haven't really had much chance to speak about playing on the Switch.
No, I was working, because, you know, life, but, right.
We all went to the UK event in London for the Switch.
We did, first group meeting, proper, indeed. Like everybody, even others as well. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Dan was there, but... Dan was there, but we failed to meet up.
I think the lines were too long. Yeah.
It was like, you're either going to be focusing on playing games, or you're just going to play a few and then just talk with people. I was like, I need to play every game. I sadly didn't get around to a few, but first of all, as soon as they opened the gates, I literally ran. Turn to Jack and say, Jack, run for Breath of the Wild now! Just ran for the queue.
We literally went for it.
I got there though, and it was just like, which side do I go? Do I go to the left side or the right side? And I luckily went left, and it was like an hour and a half's wait, but it was well worth it. Breath of the Wild. Just, oh god.
See,
I can't.
I love.
Begin to describe it.
I love the fact that I was able to play Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I even got to try it out on the screen. And it just looked amazing on that screen. And played nicely.
It really shows off, like, the NVIDIA processor. Really helps to show, like, it can really process so much stuff. Like, you come out of the cave and you see the expanse, you're just like, oh my god, this looks amazing. It's like, I can't believe this is, like, everything can be explored. You can see that far, and
I'm just
it looks
that it's only 20 minutes. Like, of course, it's got to be 20 minutes, but even that just went like in a flash. Because all
hour and a half didn't we to play the 20 minutes?
It was worth it. It was worth it.
I think I could have coped with waiting. To be fair, I could have coped with waiting.
I got to the temple. And
the shrines.
That's when it finished, and I was like, damn it.
I just finished. I was talking to the shrine person, and just as when I was about to talk, it just went, thank you for playing. And it's like,
No! You get the real copy, and then that happens. You're just like, what? This can't be the full game.
And I said,
Arms was another one I
Arms
played.
Arms was great. Arms was really fun.
I loved
it. Really impressive
it.
Arms.
I what was it? What's the ninja character's name?
Ninjaro?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, mate.
Oh, damn it. I can't remember his name, but Ninjaro? Basically that Ninjaro. I think that was it. But oh my god, he's my favourite character. And like Jack was like, are you gonna pick another character? I'm like, no.
You destroyed me in every game. But it was really fun.
It was fun. I feel really bad for like kind of just like there was a close one. You started picking up and I'll admit you had me on the ropes and I was like, oh, I need to change up my tactics. But like just changing the different like equipment you can use for the gloves. How sensitive it was to like control. I loved it. I swear to God, that is definitely on my list to get, like, without a shadow of a doubt.
Did you use the Joy-Cons or the Pro Controller? Or?
It was
Joy-Cons.
It has Joy-Cons. Joy-Con. Oh, okay. It's basically all about movement and control. Yeah.
They did say you could use the Pro Controller as well, though, actually.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I prefer actually doing it with the movement and the punching, because
I'd like to try it on the Pro Controller to see how it plays, but I think I'd probably be the same as you two. I'd probably play it with the Joy-Cons.
Joy-Cons, yeah. Mario Kart 8, like... I don't know. Like,
you used the little wheel.
I had a tiny, tiny little wheel with a Joy-Con in it.
I didn't mind
it. Oh my god. It was weird as hell. I was like,
it was so cute.
Handed me it. I was like, I'm sorry, you've given me the children's controller. can I have the normal one, please? But I was just there, like, I was like, I can't control it. It's so tight. Like, the buttons were so tight and together. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm in a like clown car trying to steer. But I'm just going to be there with the actual controller anyway. I'm never going to play it like that. Unless I got friends around, that's going to be the only other way to play it, really. But it was good, though. It was nice to see like double items are back. That was and Splatoon. There's Squid Kids. Jack, who were we Squid Kids? I can't remember.
Yes, we were for Mario Kart. We both played as the individual Squid Kids.
I think were a boy and I was girl.
Yeah, what I like most about it is when you hit someone or jump in the air as the squid, you actually turn it into like squid mode rather than the kid.
Yeah,
it does its celebration, and that was really cool. I really liked that. So
I think that might be a definite get, especially for like playing with other people and stuff. Because oh man, that looks good. I got to play Bomberman. Very, very briefly.
Oh yeah, I didn't play this. So.
It's just Bomberman. It was just a multiplayer bit, so I didn't get to see anything else. But it controlled well, and like I love how they brought back the whole death ghost thing, where you can hover around and throw bombs in to kill whoever's left over. But I felt really bad because the guy I got paired up against, he's never played it. I totally thrashed him. He didn't even get a chance to really play. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, you've queued up for this. And he's like, nah, it's fine. I'm like, oh, dear. 1-2 Switch games were fun. What did we do, Jack? It was Cowboy the Gunslinger, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did the Gunslinger one. We did the Samurai one.
Oh, Samurai Swords.
Because I didn't realise... It's the guys we were playing. We played the game with. They were doing recordings for their YouTube channel.
Okay.
I actually already followed them on Twitter and YouTube, and I didn't realise who it was until after we played with them. I was like, "Oops." So it's Nintendo Impact Gaming, who are an Irish Nintendo channel.
All right.
And they put their video up on their channel, so I'll add their link to that. In the description somewhere.
So you'll be able to play it. Embarrassing.
But it was 1-2 Switch, Sam. What was your overall thoughts on those games?
I love it. I really love it. There's so many different games. I mean, we only got to play three, but like I loved it straight away. I was just like, this is something that anybody can pick up and play. It's not like it's rocket science or anything. It's just literally like, it tells you what to do. It's something you can even take out and play with people. It's you just grab a Joy-Con and off you go. It's not like it's going to not include anyone. You could even make it quite fun and get people challenging each other and make a little game of it. Can't wait. I think that's probably another one I'm going to have to play.
We also played what was the lock? There was like a lock. You had to unlock a
I think
safe.
It was like Thief or something. It was just like you had to find the combination on a safe. I think I got the hang of it, and then like after a while I lost it. I was like, I can't find it. Like you had to be really sort of like feeling for like when it clicks to the right point, and then you had to hold it and then go to the next bit. And I quite enjoyed that one. That was like, you don't rush it.
I liked how it felt with the Joy-Con when you're turning the actual dial. It does feel like you're turning an actual dial rather than the actual controller in your hand. It's the Rumble HD Rumble feature is so sensitive that you can literally feel everything as you're doing activities with it. It's really cool. But
I think one thing I need to point out though, and I had a bit of contemplation on this, is that from that event you got to see pretty much. It's like each game got to show off each of the aspects of what the Switch has got to offer. Zelda showed off the processing. Splatoon and Mario Kart showed off the multiplayer. Switch showed off the whole new HD control and rumble and sensitivity. And then the publisher, Arm showed off the whole motion control. It's all there. That event really did get to show, like, help the Switch shine a bit and start spreading the word that it's a really good upcoming console.
It is. Yeah.
And one thing about Wanted Switch, sadly I didn't get to play it, but I was close because I was hanging out with Lewis and Ian from Pokemon Voice. And they were playing the cowboy game. And when they ended their turn, Lewis came up to me and was like, "Oh, hey Matt," and I was, to be honest, I was like hoping for like, "Oh, is it alright if I could have a go?" You know, that's what I was hoping for. But instead, Lewis just got out his phone and just said, "Is it alright if you take a picture of us?" It's like, sure. I didn't mind it though because they're legends. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, that's my one favour for all you've done for me.
Oh dear!
But still, I couldn't like help but pass out from that story.
Poor Matt. Matt needs a hug.
That's like a cliche, like thing you see in movies or something like that, isn't it?
Poor fella.
Anything else you wanted to add on there, Sam? Or
not for the event? No. I think I've said what I've said about the event, and I just look forward to the Switch.
But what else have you done?
I did get to try out 1-2 Switch. I did the like the samurai game. There was like a dance one. You had to like copy dance moves.
Oh god, I was still working on that one.
We didn't play it. I did see it. How does that play?
It's okay. I wouldn't say it's the best one. Okay. Because you can just sort of. You can sort of cheat, I guess, to copy the moves. But I think the weirdest one, and probably the most funny, was the milking, the cow milking one.
That's the one that would be making its way over the internet.
And that was just so funny.
Probably there's a shaving one.
Yeah, I saw that in the
in the trailer.
Yeah, I believe.
In a sandwich or something as well, I've seen.
There was one where you have to shake a bottle and like not make it not explode. Another thing that got me about that trailer was when they were doing the gunslinger, the guy who like pretended get shot fell in the pool. I'm there thinking, you're falling in a pool with the controller. I'm like,
you idiot.
And then he just like like near the end, he's like, oh look, I'm playing again. I'm like, have you not broken that controller?
You're not learning your lesson.
I think you're far too much into that, Sam.
they're not encouraging good sort of thing for this. Like, no, you cannot take controller in the swimming pool.
I have been told there's 25 plus games on the 1-2 Switch game, which is nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
It looks good, but I probably won't get it at launch. Maybe down the line when it's like much cheaper. I don't know.
Is there else you've been playing, Sam? Or?
I went to the Basingstoke event a little while back. There was other tournaments like Bomberman stuff going on, but I kind of just... I met quite a few people there and we started playing Animal Crossing and started like playing tournaments, looking at the villages after the update that's just come out. And yeah, it was interesting to see how like other people had done their villages or their houses. And it's refreshing to see that it's still a game that's like being played, especially with this new update. It's sort of brought back a bit of vitality to it. I'll probably give a big shout out to Anthony's daughter Pippa, because we would bless her, she was getting all excited. We were playing different games on like the island as well, like Island Tour, and we were there for hours just playing it. It was brilliant. So big shout out to Pippa for that. Thank you, because I really enjoyed it. And it's just nice to be able to play Animal Crossing with someone else.
The same mental age as you.
Jack? That's a low blow.
Excuse me.
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Alright, Jack, what have you been playing before we get into something else here?
Before we start arguing and fighting. I played all those Switch games that Sam said. They were all fun. Yeah. Other than what we mentioned, I did also play Street Fighter 2. The new challenge, the final challenges, or whatever challenges it's called, plays really well on the Switch, and it is quite fun. So there's not much more we can say about Street Fighter, is there?
But is it worth the $40 price point? I can't believe that's the price.
Is that the actual price?
I think so, yeah. Like, from what I've seen...
I thought it was going to be like 12 quid or something.
Yeah. Well, probably less.
That's quite expensive, really, isn't it?
Street Fighter.
For a game that's, like, what, 20 years plus old. In theory. With a little bit of updates here and there. But yeah, I suppose that's pretty reasonable, I guess. So... Other than Switch stuff, which, you know, if you really want to listen to all that again, go and listen to the other podcasts. Yeah. I've been playing in lots and lots of Zelda games recently.
You were mentioning this, weren't you?
Yes. If you haven't noticed, there's a Zelda sale on, and I think it actually finishes today? Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it does.
Which is the second or third, depending on when you listen to this. So if you haven't picked them up, unfortunately, you missed out. So I've finished Twilight Princess this week.
Yay!
Which was nice to finally actually complete a game for on the Nintendo, which I haven't done for a while. I've always been a bit funny about Twilight Princess's final boss. I think it's a bit of a cop-out half the time. I mean, it's basically four different bosses of the same character kind of thing, but...
It's Ganon.
Ganondorf with swords, and then you're on the horse, and you got to run into him with Zelda like firing arrows at him.
Oh, wait, is that Zelda? No, it's Ganon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the other Zelda, yeah. That's a bit weird.
Puppet Zelda, I think it is.
Which is the traditional Ganondorf fight, where you hit your lady, he throws a ball at you and you hit it back.
Play tennis,
back.
Yeah.
Tennis, which is always fun, but yeah. You know, it's been done to death now, isn't it? So, but it's good to finish that. I started Wind Waker. Yes, I know I'm doing it backwards, but I did start with Wind Waker.
Is this for the first time or?
No, I've had it before. Oh, I had it first come out, and I borrowed Neil's Wii U for a week, and I started playing Wind Waker on his Wii U. This is a while back now. I'm talking maybe like year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I got really far in it in the space of a week, and then he wanted his Wii U back, so I was like always wanting to go back and finish playing it. But I do like the added Miiverse like features in it.
I did quite like that bit, yeah.
Because like, the whole models sort of like you've got to take a photo of one of the characters in the game, take it back to this guy who makes a model of that character, and it took a. I don't know if it was an in-game day or an actual day to complete a model, but there was something like I think it was something like nearly 500 models you had to collect.
Yeah, try getting Ganon. Jeez.
Yeah, that's the hardest one to do, really, because you've only got a few opportunities to get the bosses, and all the bosses are quite difficult to photo when they're running at you and trying to kill you. So, yeah, always enjoyed Wind Waker. I think it's definitely one of my favourite Zelda games, especially the 3D ones anyway. But yeah, it was nice to go back to that for a little while. I've also picked up Link Between Worlds on the 3DS as well. I've not really got that far on it. I've just been able to go into like painting on a wall and better walk around, which is interesting. Yeah. But it's just it's quite a nice little game to play if you've not experienced it. I think it shows off Zelda but in a very basic form. But that's not a bad thing, you know. It you can quite easily jump in and jump out of it quite easily and do a dungeon and then come back to it later on. I think it fits the 3DS really well. But yeah, I'll definitely be continuing playing through that. What I didn't say about Wind Waker, I've been challenged by Tony from Street Bus East
Midlands. Midlands, yeah.
He put a message out to everyone in the Street Bus UK community to he challenged them all to complete their Wii U games before the Switch comes out.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
So no, that's not happening. That's not happening.
It's quite a good task.
That's a good task, but considering when you're an A-level student preparing for your exams, a month will not be enough time to finish Xenoblade Chronicles X in.
Does he know how much I have to do outside of work? Jeez.
But I said to him, I'll tell you what, I'll complete Wind Waker within the month, and I'll let him know how we get on in the podcast. So this is me saying we've started. So
I'll
let you know where we are next episode, so you better tell me that. I went back into Mario Kart 8, like I said very briefly, joined back in with the Mario Kart UK group, because I've had a bit of a couple, like 2-3 month break from that, because there was a period when I got so annoyed with how bad I was playing that I just thought I'd better take a little gap away from this, but now I've gone back into it, and I'll hopefully be playing maybe Sunday, Thursdays for now, and then maybe join in their league nights on a Tuesday in the future if they're still going on. So, which is always really good. I've really enjoyed the community when we talk about it. It's like, we talk outside of Mario Kart and inside of Mario Kart in this group, and it's quite a nice little group to be part of. So, quite happy to be part of that again. Nice. Two other quick mentions. Advance Wars. I've been playing a lot of Advance Wars because everyone keeps talking about Fire Emblem, so I thought, I'm going to play Advance Wars instead. And yeah, I've been playing through 1, 2, and the DS version of Dual Strikes, which I've got on a DS. But I had a really weird thing happen this week, actually. Because when I play games on the 3DS, I normally I'll put the game on, and if I get so far, I'll save the game and just close it up so I can still get the Street Pass hits and things like that while I'm walking around or travelling. I did it this week with this Advance Wars Dual Strike game, and I come back to it, I opened it up, and it was still playing like normally, but I opened the menu and it was all glitched out and all over the place, and I was like, oh my god. It froze on me, and I was like, oh my god, what have I done? I don't know. So the whole 3DS can just completely froze on me, and I was really confused what happened. But there was, after reloading and turning the DS off and on again, it was fine. I've had no problem since. It was just a very odd thing to happen. But I don't know if I've just hit the cart as I'm on the move somewhere or something like that, and it's just confused it. But yeah, very, very strange. So hopefully I don't get anything else like that. So yeah. One other game I was literally just playing for like 5 minutes while we were talking through the Switch stuff there. I've got a new game which has been released today called Lifespeed. It's by Wee Man Studios, which is, just reading into it, they're a studio based in Belfast. The game is basically a mixture, if you put Wipeout, Ace Combat, and Star Fox all in one game, and make it a racer. And it's actually really fun. It's really good. I've had a quick, brief go on it. I've had two races, and I've found it really difficult to sort of learn how to get through the level straight away, but it's got like 8 other players on it, and it's all really fast paced, and you've basically got to duck and dive round like you're flying a plane, but you're still going around a track as well at the same time.
Okay.
So it's only like a fiver on the I think I'll just double check that. Yeah, it's out today, priced at $4.99 on the eShop, and it's well worth a go. A really interesting game if you're into your races. And or space racing sort of aspect, like Wipeout is the best example. Highly recommend picking it up. Really good game.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be playing a bit more of that, and I'll tell you a bit more about that in the future, I'm sure. Ooh. So, yeah.
Okay.
And that's everything I've talked about. Talk too much. That's it. That's everything.
All right. Let's hope I could do this within 15 minutes at best.
No, you've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Great. That's doable. No, the one game I've been focusing on for a decent while now is Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. I forget the guy that you mentioned, Jack, about finishing all the Wii U games.
Tony from East Midlands.
Yeah. Right. So, I'm trying to finish Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE before the Switch launch. That is my one big Wii U game that I want to get finished. Xenoblade Chronicles 6, I cannot give much of a toss about at this point. Sad. Like, it is a great game, the bit that I did play of it, but I don't know, I just don't feel the need to go back into there because I feel like something's going to happen.
I nearly picked that up the other day because it was 20 quid in Kex. Ooh, and I was like, right. It's a good price for it. But I was like, as soon as I buy a game like that, you will not see me for months. So.
I feel like I need to finish the original. Well, they're not connected, but I feel like I want to finish the original that I have on my 3DS first before Xenoblade 2. Mm. If I need to finish a Xenoblade game, it's going to be the original, and then I may go back to X whenever. Hopefully it comes to the Switch just so I can play it there. But Tokyo Mirage Sessions, amazing game. I just wrapped up the 5th chapter, and I believe there's only one more chapter to go. So I'm nearing the end. Which is really exciting, kind of, because it is just such a great game. I'm about over 50 hours in. So I've
50 hours?
Yeah. But then again, wow. I like to do all the side stories. I cannot care less for the requests that you get from random people, you know, but I always try to do the side stories whenever I can, and they're kind of necessary because, like, what you get out of them, you may get experience or things like that, sure, but you also get special skills, which can really help out just tremendously in battle. But you also get, like, more depth into some characters, and if you're not going to get depth, you're going to get, like, a funny story or whatever with those characters. So I think the side stories are kind of a necessity to the overall experience. I don't think they should be ignored. I'm just loving it, you know, everything about it's really good. I think if I had to score it, it's probably like an 8.9, 8.8, that's what I'd say. Just a really good RPG system. Although to be fair, I haven't really played a whole bunch of different RPGs, but I really like the appeal of this one. Just because it's not as complicated as others, I feel like. Because I feel a lot have like different attributes to each character, so that's like you're gonna spend like ages just going over just bumping up one stat of one character, you know. But yeah, so Tony Mario Session Sharp FE, lovely game, definitely within my top 10 for Wii U. If you need one game to finish the Wii U out on, I would recommend this if you're not going to get Zelda on the Wii U. And then the other two mobile titles, the first, which I'm going to say, is Pokemon Duel, which took me by surprise when that launched.
Yeah, that just sort of came out of nowhere, didn't it, Pokemon Duel?
Like, I remember just, like, looking on Twitter, and it's just like, oh, hey, Pokemon Duel's out, and it's like, what's it? We got no word of warning, because, like, this is, I can't remember when, but it was released as Pokemon Co-Master, last year in Japan, so it's been brought over here in the UK, and it's basically just, like, the strategy figure game, so you use figures, and you need to move them up the board, and you need to get to your opponent's goal. That's the main thing about it, and it's alright. It's not too bad. I don't know, I may start playing it again, but I don't know, I'm just not really feeling appealed about it. But it's definitely try it for yourself. It is free to play, especially if you like Pokemon, it's not too bad. But the one thing that has really got me is Fire Emblem Heroes, which is an amazing mobile title. Dan, you were saying about this earlier in this section. It's great. It really holds. It really, if you haven't played the series before, I think this would be like a good taster about it. If you don't have a 3DS or any other Nintendo console, I think this is a good thing to introduce newcomers to the series, because one, you're getting like a little taster of the strategy system. Of course, it's like downplayed because it's only 6x8 and 4 units versus 4 units. But it is perfect. That does lend itself well to just doing a quick match when you're waiting in line for something. And they do wrap up pretty quickly, so you know, that's the other thing I like about it. But the other thing that I like about Fire Emblem Heroes is just it brings so many Fire Emblem characters in one game, you know, which I think can do great for introducing people to other Fire Emblem games like Awakening, Fates, or maybe even some that could be found on the Virtual Console. Yeah, so I think it does well of introducing people to the franchise, but of course the main games are more in depth. But the gameplay still holds up quite well. You still have, like, a somewhat downplayed weapon triangle? I'm not sure. Well, not really downplayed. For Freights, I would say so, because it's, or at least how weapons are handled. Because you have, so, swords are red, which beat axes, which are green, and that beats lance, which are blue, and then the lances beat swords.
So it's still got the same, like, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, so it's like red beats green, green beats blue beats red. And that applies for magic tomes as well. The tomes are of different colours as well. Okay. And then you've also got, but interestingly, the arrows and daggers are their own separate class, being just non-coloured at all, so I don't see why they implemented the updated triangle system from Fates, where it was tomes and swords are together, axes and bows are together, and lances and daggers are together. That's how I would prefer it to be, but it's a little gripe, not too big of a deal. But yeah, it's a fun little title. I can see myself playing for a good while just to try and get as many of my favourite heroes as possible. I've so far, the only one that I've recognised that I've summoned, I think I've recognised a good couple. But my first summon was Henry from Awakening. He's kind of like a trickster, kind of goofball, I guess is the best way to put it, but he's kind of sinister as well. And then I also recognise Shush. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's a Wyvern Knight. She's also from Awakening, and then there are some from Fates as well. Oh, yeah, Subaki, I think, from Fates, but I don't really use him because I have two other Pegasus Knights that are just really good. But on one of my things, I was able to get Marth, which I was really happy with. Not 5-star, but 4-star. But even then, I was really happy just to get Marth in my ranks. So yeah, Fire Emblem Heroes is a great title. Definitely check it out. It is free. Yeah, I feel like I didn't do a good job of selling that game.
I think it's a really good one.
Jack's definitely the worth exception. Just trying to sell it to him.
I think it does do a great job of like representing what Fire Emblem is and adapting it to a mobile device. I think it does a superb job of doing that. So yeah, that's what I've been playing. I feel like I talked really quick there because I want to like get some Fire Emblem Heroes in. Alright.
Just put it in at the end.
Yeah.
Some filler.
Alright. And with that ends up the section, so let's move on to the next section. And this is our shout out section. And we have a question this time, which comes from Troj from Monster Hunter Essex. And he asks, tell us your unpopular opinions with Nintendo, Nintendo games, or Nintendo hardware.
Popular opinions?
Unpopular, yeah.
Unpopular opinions.
I was just thinking of this like just now, and I'm going to say it again for Fire Emblem fans. Farja is overrated. She's not that great, and if you need a fit unit for your army, then have Camilla or Charlotte from Fates. There we are. Farja's a bit overrated.
Well, go on then, you first, Jack.
Fire Emblem is awful.
Sharp.
Oh dear. Yeah. Like, I think for me, like, everybody's going to have an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
And like, there'll be like a game or a character or something you're not going to like. Like, oh god, I'm probably not going to get a few people not like me. Like, I really don't get Donkey Kong. So annoying.
Donkey Kong Country?
Donkey Kong in general.
Oh.
I think I'd second that, actually.
I've played some of the games, but I just don't find it that... There's not a... Gameplay-wise, fine. Like, it's okay. I fairly enjoyed it. But just the characters themselves, and there's no sort of real, like, want or need for it to grow or develop.
Well, they're just monkeys. Like, you're not going to get, like, a Final Fantasy out of it, are you?
I know, but still, that's the point. It just has nothing there for me. And the character, like, when put into other situations, like, for example, Mario Party, drive me absolutely insane to the point I just dislike that character so much. So sadly, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Donkey Kong in general, so... I can't think of anything else that I've got an opinion of that I don't like.
Or Matt, do you have anything? You think people would be on unpopular opinion?
Well, I just said my thing that Farja from Fire Emblem Awakening is a bit overrated.
What about you, Dan?
I think the only thing I can think of top of my head is really Star Fox Zero, because that's so fresh.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that's an unpopular opinion. Like, that's a pretty...
It's a general consensus.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
I don't know, actually. I think...
Oh. It is a difficult question, I must admit.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this counts as an unpopular... No, actually, Skyward Sword is, well, it's my personal favourite, but it's a great game, and the motion controls greatly contributed well to that game's gameplay.
See, motion I'm completely plus. Different with that one. I just didn't like it at all. But
I was about to say the same thing, actually.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, like I didn't like the layout. I didn't like how you had. I don't know. It was like you had a lot of puzzle searching in the outside world, and then you straight into a dungeon to do the same sort of thing again.
To be fair, I didn't
think it broke it down well.
I think I may need to like give it another go, because maybe like a bit of nostalgia, because like that was a game I finished that game about 5 years ago, so I was like in year 8. I was like 13. Yeah, I would have been 13 when I finished that, and I think I was like very biased towards anything that Official Nintendo Magazine said. But even so, even in that moment when I was like, oh, I want to tell how people great this game is, and then I got the idea that I want to be like a game journalist sort of thing. But I still hold that view away, and that's why Skyward Sword is special. But I still remember like kind of enjoying that game. Like the sky was like not the best. I'll agree with that, but I don't understand the hate for motion controls. I think from what I remember that worked alright. I really liked how certain
apart from boss,
side around
apart
that
from
way.
Boss battles.
I tell you what, feeding off of this now, like Zelda games, love Zelda games, love them to bits. One Zelda game I don't feel that has grown on me at all is, and this is probably going to get a bit of I don't like Majora's Mask.
I was about to say the same thing.
I'm like, I love the concept. I don't like, for me, and this is a personal peeve, I don't like backwards progress. The whole having to go all the way back again to start of the first day of 3 and then have to do it all again, or if you don't do it, you run out of time, you got to do it all again. I'm just like, yeah, you do keep some items. I get that. It's not completely backwards, like, progress, but it's still like, oh, God. And it's just like, it's going through the same depressing thing again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so put off by it. Like I said, the concept is great. I find it so doom and gloom. I just can't.
No, like, I think you and I, we're kind of in similar boats, lack of better terms. It's like, I did enjoy my time with the game, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't see what was so special about it. That atmosphere,
it's
sure.
It's like, just design. I mean, what other games do you know you can go back and say you've got 3 days to do whatever you can?
I can't think
of anything like it. That's why it's so loved.
But when I was like playing it, it's just like, I don't know, I just didn't really feel it, and especially towards the end, I feel like that final boss was like really hard if you didn't have the Fierce Ears Heat Mask, so in turn you had to like do all the side missions that had the mask, but you don't know which ones had the mask or didn't have the mask, so it was like, oh, but it was a good game, don't get me wrong, it's just...
Yeah, same. It's the game itself. The concept is great. It's not.
I just prefer Ocarina of Time. Like Ocarina of Time is just better.
Yeah, pretty much every other Zelda game I've enjoyed. Which is just weird, because it's that one.
I feel like within the Zelda community, Majora's Mask is held in high regard to Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time is like the more critically acclaimed all around.
It is, but. Yeah, that was a good question though from Troj. I thought it was probably a few good points. Not
you
everything.
Made us think. I'm not good at thinking.
if we have more time to think, yeah, that'd be
shall
funny.
We? Shall we actually go on to shout outs?
Right. Yeah.
But thank you to Troj. Thank you, dude. That was a good question.
Cheers, Troj. Right. The king of memes.
All right, Dan, do you want to start us off? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to give a shout out to?
So I'll just give a shout out quickly to Lipid Droplets. She actually does not all of them, but most of my video production.
Okay.
So just want to give a thank you to her.
Okay.
And you can find her on YouTube at Lipid Droplets.
Nice.
I'm going to go subscribe right now as you speak. Yay.
Yeah. All right, Sam, do you want to go next?
Mine is just kind of a usual, but with an added bit. So, like I said, I went to Street Pass Basingstoke's event, and it was really good fun. There was good discussion of Switch, just all round fun, lots of tournaments, raffles, cake. God,
yay, cake!
Good day. Yeah, I was still ill, but I had a really good time. And like I said, like big shout out to Pippa. Had so much fun playing Animal Crossing, and obviously look forward to playing with her again because we had a really good time with that. And then this leads on to the usual Street Pass UK. Make sure you check out Street Pass UK's websites because they tell you about events and things, and I'm sure it'll be soon to be big events for the Nintendo Switch. So check it out. Check out your local community. See if there's an event happening by, and meet some people and have some fun.
Yay!
All right, Josh, do you want to go next?
Yeah, you got quite a few by the looks of it.
Yeah, I've been busy. First, Wii Man Studios on Twitter, they were nice enough to give me a free copy of their game, a review copy. Thanks for that. So, Lightspeed's really good. I highly recommend everyone goes to pick it up. So. It's only a fiver. So go and buy it right now on the 3DS eShop. So this week, our friend has just announced that she is going to be working for Sumo Digital.
Ooh.
As an intern there. So
Abby has, yes.
Twitter is at Mama Crocodile. M-A-M-A-I-N Crocodile. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to her and congratulations.
Yay! Congrats, Abby.
Congrats.
Sumo Digital, the best known games they make, I know of, are the Sonic Racing games with the cars and stuff.
Oh,
nice.
They make those ones. And they also have a Switch game coming out, which features a snake. Snake Pass, that's it. She told me she's played it already and she really loves it. And the snake is called Noodle. And I said, as soon as you said that, I'm going to pre-order it just because it's a snake. So there's another one to look out for. Another one of the third parties. So, you know, third parties. Loads of them. Bye. Yay. Woo. Nintendo Impact Gaming. Me and Sam did a video with them where we failed. Well, I failed miserably playing the samurai game with them. Sam actually won because he always does the show off.
I don't always win. Dude.
I've added the link to the video in our description, and I'll make sure we tweet it out and put it on our Facebook page as well. It was pretty cool to actually be involved in a video accidentally, so I don't think it was supposed to happen, but it did.
We were just like, yeah, sure, we'll play with it.
I was just a bit unfortunate. I didn't realize who it was until last minute, and I was like, I'm actually really subscribed to you, and I should have said that. But thank you very much, Nintendo Impact Gaming guys, and maybe we can get you on the podcast in the future and we can talk about it and other games you play. Other footnote to what Sam said with Street Pass Basingstoke, Ant Haig, who has been on the podcast before, him and his daughter Pip, but they went to the Nintendo Switch event UK premiere with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to give them a quick shout out. They did like a little mini blog on their Ask About Games page.
Okay.
It was a nice little like review of what they thought and how they think the Switch will play and stuff like that, and it's a nice little article and I highly recommend you all check it out. So yeah, pretty cool. All the links to that are in the description if Matt puts them in there properly, so
that's right.
they're all there just click on the page and you'll see them. Like I said, we'll share them everywhere so everyone finds them out. So that's me all done for shout outs. Thanks everyone.
Woo-hoo. Matt, your shout outs.
My shout-outs. Just quickly to Roger's Base on Nintendo Minute. He recently appeared on one of their episodes, and he got a chance to play the Switch, and his reactions were priceless.
Hey, Roger, we played the Switch before you.
Well, he's getting a free Switch, so... Yeah.
Alright,
that's shout-out. And then another one to Insane in the Rain Music. I've given a shout out to him like a good amount of times as well, but the man is just like,
he loves it.
He's just so great. I can't remember if I did talk about this last episode, but his cover for the region theme to Alola, if I didn't talk about it, no, I think I did talk about it. I'd say just general shout out to him, definitely check him out. Also to Nintendo Prime. That is definitely, check Nintendo Prime out. It's gonna become quite big, and I am gonna need to start writing more. My next article for Nintendo Prime will be the top 5 things I want to see in Splatoon 2, and then probably around about the end of February I might be doing like a Wii U retrospective, maybe. I'm not sure. And VG Tribune as well. As always. Yeah.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack?
No, it's fine. I'm done.
Okay.
I was just thinking out loud.
Alright. And so with that, I believe that wraps it up for all of our sections. So we're just doing like a little Q&A thing where you can contact us and all sorts. As for the podcast, we can be found... you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nintendo Podcast System. We're around about 50 subscribers, so thank you to all that has subscribed.
Over 50. We're at 54 now, I think.
54. Big times, big times.
We're going up,
lads. It can also be found on iTunes and Podomatic.
It can.
Yeah, as well as VGTribune.com, which is just a post of our YouTube video, basically. What else? You could find us on Facebook at NPodcast System, I believe.
Yep.
Jack handles that, and I handle it on Twitter. Search for Twitter handle at Nintendo Podcast System. Never mind. It will probably like take ages. I was just going to say that I may be doing... trying to work on like a new image and stuff with Canva, which I use for my thumbnails and my own YouTube page. But yeah, so that's where you can find
about your YouTube page.
I'm gonna get this, Jack. Hold on.
Do something with it. It looks so dark.
I am. Shut up. You could email us at nintendopodcastsystem@gmail.com. Sorry for the long title. That how it was when I first started the show. You can also find us. We have a Discord chat. There's only like 2 other people in there. It's really lonely.
You should organise a date.
Dan, join.
You should organise a date to play some games on there.
Yeah.
When would be good to play? Mm. Maybe we can announce that next episode and go from there.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe with the upcoming of the Switch.
No, but we do have a Discord chat on there. That's where Troj asked his question on. So feel free just to go on there, just have a laugh with us, all sorts. Mm-hmm. So just going around where each person can find us individually. Dan, can people find you and your stuff?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all under Dan's Distillery.
Self-explanatory.
Really, yeah.
Nice.
Dan's Distillery. Yeah.
You're on YouTube as well, aren't you?
I'm on YouTube as well, yeah. Mm.
Go subscribe, everyone.
Subscribe.
Alright, Sam, what about you?
People can find me on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, Sam Spade Gaming. Twitter also as SamSpade_UK.
Jack,
Sam,
what about you?
Sam, quick one. You're doing Super Mario RPG and you're near the end of it. Do you know what game you're going to do next?
Oh.
not going to disclose.
Ooh, it's a secret.
It's going to be kind of obvious when you notice it, but I'm not telling.
Oh, okay. Well, you can find me at Gorny7789 on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube. I have actually got a video to upload in a minute for my YouTube channel. I've been playing Freedom Planet 2. I tried the demo out yesterday.
Nice.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, first one was amazing as well.
I'll admit, it was pretty good.
It was a pretty good game. Unless you're Matt and he doesn't really like it, but that's fair. Yeah, so I've played that, and I've played through all four of the characters which are playable in the demo, and I've done a little video to like show them all off, and so we can sort of see what you think. Please go check it out on my YouTube channel, which is the same as all my others, Gorny7789. And also just go subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, and we get some more subscribers on there, and share it out, and watch some videos, and then look at all the other playlists, and just watch everything, do everything, do all the things. Yeah, woo. Cool.
Alright. You can find myself on Twitter at Acegibbo. You could also find me writing for VGTribune.com and NintendoPrime.com. And I'm planning on doing more stuff on my YouTube page, which is Acegibbo.
Do something with it.
I'm trying. Well, I am. Let me get to that. What I'm trying to do is like more Ace talk. Some, this is just like me and just like my stray thoughts. So my first one was around about the time of the Fire Emblem Direct. I just talked about everything on that. If you want a blast from the past from 2 weeks ago, then feel free to check out all of my thoughts from Nintendo Fire Emblem Direct. I go on for 40 minutes, which is around about double the length of the Direct itself. So if you want to check that out, feel free.
Make me laugh.
But yeah, I just like, I may just try and do more stuff like that in the future. The one I have planned is just like about Danganronpa V3 and the outrage that we don't even have a release date yet, and I'm seeing spoilers and it's not nice. And I may just do gameplay stuff, maybe, I'm not sure. Anyway, so that's round about it. Alright, Dan, so what is it?
Yeah.
So what piece of music is gonna close us out tonight?
Let's think. Another Ocarina of Time one, the Bolero of Fire.
Ooh, okay. Good choice.
I like that one.
You should be hearing that around about now. I always say on the dot, but it never happens because of editing reasons. It just sounds better when it's
now.
Jack, it doesn't work like that. But yeah, Dan, thanks. Dan, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me today.
Cheers, Dan.
Oh, it was awesome.
Nice, nice to talk to you.
It was great though. We finally were able to do something.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
and hopefully we get to meet up at some event in the future.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yay!
All right.
Always the future.
There's always a future, indeed. All right, so that wraps it up for episode 38 of Nintendo Podcast System. Thank you all so much for watching. I don't think that made sense. I'm not sure. I feel like I muffed it up yet again. But yeah, thank you all so much for watching. Hope that you keep on listening to the show, supporting the show, as well as Dan's content. And happy gaming.
Happy gaming.